Welcome back to Copper Country Today. I'm your host, Rick Allen, and we're going to be talking about the new festival coming to the Copper Country this year, the Festival Ruska. And to talk about that and also help me pronounce it correctly is Jim Kurti from Finlandia University's Finnish American Heritage Center. Jim, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me.
This is really exciting because I've gone through and looked at the schedule a couple of times, and my first encounter, I guess, with this theme was a few years ago with the Sibelius Festival that we were talking about a moment ago, and it was the cellist Lena Leila who was in town and performing, and she did a magical job on the cello. She was talking about how during late September, the fall colors here reminded her of what Finland looked like at the same time, and she mentioned the Ruska at the time.
Very good.
Yeah, and so when I heard about this festival, I said, you know, I actually know this word, or at least heard it spoken before, but you'll do a much better job telling us what this is and what's planned for the week.
Sure. Well, if we want to say something about the choice of the name, Ruska is this color season in Finland. In particular, it represents the colors up in Lapland, where it's not so much trees like maple trees, but the ground cover. And they have very short birch trees, perhaps, or bushes, but the colors are incredible, and this is a time that people are drawn away to go into the nature and to be out in the beauty. That's why on Monday there'll be a nature hike, and it's going to be at the Nera Park outside of Houghton on the Tech Trails, and that begins this whole Ruska time. And then Tuesday we have a really great band coming from Europe. Two of the members are the Järvelä, from the Järvelä family, and they are sort of the premier fiddlers of Finland, and they've been here numerous times. I think a lot of people know who they are. And the other three band members consist of a man from Denmark and two from the British Isles. So it's going to be a really high-energy contemporary folk band. The sound is traditional, but the energy is certainly very young and vibrant. And they're not only going to have a concert at the Calumet Theater in the evening at 7 p.m., but on 2 p.m., you can go to the, at 1 p.m., you can go to the Calumet Theater and jam with them. It's sort of like a, we're calling it a workshop, but it's really sort of a jam with the musicians' time. And if you have a ticket for the evening concert, that's actually free. Otherwise, you pay a $5 fee to go. And then the event continues on Wednesday with one of two authors, Finnish-American authors. This one is a man who formerly lived in the New England and Minnesota, but now lives in California, and he writes books that include a lot of Finnish characters from his childhood. His name is Tim Jollymore, and he'll be at the Heritage Center at 2 p.m. to do a presentation and book signing. And that evening, we have an actress named Tina Elg, who used to be on television a lot in the 1940s and 50s. And she's been an actress ever since. And she is Finlandia Foundation Lecturer of the Year. And she's coming here with her assistant, Heli Sirvio. And the two of them will be presenting on being an early Finnish immigrant actress in American television and film. And that'll be in the evening at 6 p.m. at the Heritage Center. And that'll be an excellent event, so I hope that a lot of people show out. The week continues then on Thursday with Ellen Jensen, who is currently living in Norway, but she's a Sami American who has just put out her second book. And this is on the religious tradition of the Sami people. Sami people used to be called Laps or Laplanders. The correct term now is Sami, which is their own name for themselves. And she'll be presenting at 3 p.m. and also do a book signing. Thursday evening, the Finnish American Heritage Center, Finland University Art Gallery, will have an opening reception with Riitta Ikonen and Caroline Hort. And it's called Eyes as Big as Plates, or Lautes and Kokoiset Silmet. And that'll be at 7 p.m. open to the public. Then on Friday, we're having something that's sort of return to what we did at FinFest, and this is we're offering one of the tours that we offered then of Finnish American sites, and I think we have something really nice planned. We'll gather somewhere near Chassel, probably at the the area south of Chassel and get on a tour bus to go to Honka Homestead. And we'll have a short lunch after the tour of Honka at the feed mill in Tapiola. And then return to Chassel, where we'll take a boat to go across to Jacobsville Chapel, where we'll have a short concert and a tour of that incredible little country church, which really hasn't changed since it was built in about 1904. If people have never been there, this is an excellent chance to go. It's lit by oil lamps. There's no electricity. There's no plumbing. It looks like you're really stepping in time. Then on also on Friday, we're going to have Mülke, which is sort of a skittles game. Something's a little bit like bowling. It's a yard game, not a lot of skill required, but there'll be a demonstration and competition for Mülke. So that would be, maybe the competition is pronouncing it. But anyway, that game will occur on the Quincy Green next to the Heritage Center on Friday at noon. And then Saturday, next week Saturday, or this coming Saturday, is this all-day Finnish American Genealogy Day with presenters from California, Finland, and Minnesota. And they'll be discussing things like Sami genealogy, DNA in connection to the Finns, and photo identification, a lot of practical information on learning genealogy, in particular Finnish-American genealogy. So it's a full week. It's eclectic. We're trying to provide a little bit of something for everyone as we start to come indoors and to enjoy the last vestiges of the Ruska time, of the color season, and start to think of our heritage and all the things that we can do to celebrate the Copper Country at the most beautiful time of the year, I think.
Yes, it definitely is, especially in this area. Now, will this is the plans to have this done every year, like Hagenpäivä is, where this would be sort of a festival that, or is it just the year?
The intention is that we're creating a new festival. For years, Finlandia hosted the Sibelius Academy Music Festival, and for various reasons, that series has gone full circle, and now we're trying to create something new. And so rather than just offering music, we're offering music and genealogy and tours and games and all sorts of things to see what new festival we can create out of the traditions and to honor what we did at Sibelius for many years.
Well, it's the fact that FinFest was here a couple of years ago, does that play into an inspiration of doing this at all?
I think so. I think that we're trying to take some of those elements too, like the tour, for example, and the book signings. We find that people like to celebrate heritage. Of course, Finnish Americans like to celebrate their heritage, but also as Americans, we're interested in all heritages. So we come together when these events occur, and we have a smattering of Finnish-related items, and then a few Sami too. The Sami people, of course, some live in Finland, and the rest live in other parts of Scandinavia or in Russia, and we like to celebrate this history that the Copper Country has, and that's why we're hoping it's a draw for people to come a little bit farther from other parts of the UP or the Midwest to come to this celebration.
And what we've seen with festivals like Hagenpäivä and FinFest and other things that take place at the campus of Finlandia University, you don't have to be Finnish to enjoy them. They are, you know, they're certainly open to everybody. I am not Finnish. I'm Cornish, mm-hmm. But I enjoy everything that I go to. The music is incredible. The people are friendly. When the Tori is set up, I love going through that. And I find history and genealogy interesting in of itself, regardless of the ethnic background. So just hearing about that and hearing about the influence of the Finnish culture here in our area, and you know, just how far that back that goes and how it got started and how it's evolved over the years, I find interesting learning about myself.
Well, thank you. I'm glad to hear that, and we certainly think that's true as well. And it is a time to come together to celebrate heritage, but it also is a time to come and hear really quality art, you know, the music, the high level of the speakers who are coming, the high level of the art that you can see in the gallery, and then to explore these gems of our own area, these places like Honka Homestead and the Jacobsville Chapel. These are things that when we live here, we think, we'll get there someday. Well, here's your chance to go and have a guided tour beside. So
I was speaking with some students from Finland a few years ago, and they were impressed about how Finnish traditions are kept so alive here. And the young lady made the comment that she feels that the people here are more Finnish than they are. which does sometimes appear, appears to be true.
Well, yeah, and that's a comment that we quite often are hearing now from the young people coming here, and of course we take it as a compliment, which I think is their intention. And I suppose we have to intentionally hold on to these heritage pieces, whereas in Finland they live it every day. You can lick it off the road there, and here we do it in sort of a deliberate way, and in doing so we really make our community rich, I think, not just with Finnish heritage but all the ethnic groups and all the different components of our society.
Now, over in Finland, as far as you're aware, is there any sort of companion type of events or festival that takes place during this time of year? Is it something that's marked over there?
Not that comes to mind. I think when people from Finland imagine Ruska, it's a time that the Finns kind of take off. They go into the wilderness, and that's why I said we start with the hike tomorrow. It's sort of that you savor the last vestiges of the sunlight and the warm weather and the colors before winter sets in. You know, it gets very dark in Finland, and I'm sure that there are festivals in places, but one doesn't come to mind to me.
All right. Definitely sounds like a great week. Perfect time to have it. Our fall season is dreadfully short. We go from summer to winter fairly quickly. And so with the leaves change. They're already, if you've noticed, they're already well on their way. It looks like I need a rake in my front yard already. but they won't be up there for very long, and soon it will be all over. So this is a terrific opportunity to celebrate this time of year, this very special time of year, with these events. We read off a long list. Jim, is there a website here that people can take a look at and catch up on some of us?
Yeah, and there's many ways that you can check on our schedule. You can look at the posters that are floating around the community, or we do have a Facebook page where we keep things updated, as well as Finlandia University's webpage. So look for us and you'll find us. Otherwise, give us a call, or we'll just see you there.
A couple of the highlights of the week. A little while ago, I ran a story on the news about the genealogy day, because that looked like a real good opportunity if you wanted to know, not just about, family tree, but just the heritage in general, where everything comes from. But that was a day to do it.
And the people that we selected, we really we zeroed in on those people that we knew were good presenters, and we were very fortunate that every person we asked was able to come. So this is the A game, and they know their topics well, they present well, and it'll be very informative.
I've been here now for going on my fourth year. I've not been to Hanka Homestead, and I've only sailed past Jacobsville Lighthouse. So I probably should go.
There you go. You're the person I need to convert, Rick.
I've heard good things about Hanka Homestead too, as well.
It's a great place, and to think that it's done solely by volunteer work. People, it's a labor of love for them, and really we all should go there and acknowledge their hard work and thank them for what they do.
Now, this festival opens up your season of activity at the Finnish American Heritage Center, and there on the campus of the Finlandia University. You have a lot of things going on.
We have a lot of things going on, and it was kind of maybe slightly by accident that the university planned this week just before the Heritage Center, in particular at Finlandia, plans its opening of its enrichment classes. We have two levels of Finnish. Beginners and intermediate, as well as kantele classes. This is the national instrument of Finland. In this case, it's going to be a 5-string kantele that people learn on. Kanteles are available. And the Kivayat dancers are starting up and taking new members. They just had a successful year where they went to Finland, and they're riding high on all of that. And a new class that we're offering is going to be to make a pair of Sami style mittens that you would wear with a Sami gakti or costume. And so we're trying that out. Again, our classes are a little eclectic this year, and we kind of like that because it draws new people in. And then our Nordic Film Series will start up in early October, the second Thursday of each month at 2 and 6. And we have some, I think, some very good movies this year, I think, if I may say so, even better than last year. So.
With Finlandia being back in school and the students being back there, do you see, from them coming in, a lot of interest in these things that are going on, or from the student body, or is that largely from the people that live here?
It's a mixed bag. You know, we have students who are interested, and that's why they've come to a place like Finlandia. And we have students who, for whom some of these events are even required. But we have community people coming. We have people coming from away. We have the Genealogy Group of Minnesota is going to be one of the groups at our Genealogy Day, and they have a table reserved. And these people are mainly from the Twin Cities area. So it's kind of that nice mix of our students and of our community people and people of the greater Finnish American community who are going to be involved.
I was wondering, with of course there's a healthy representation of Finnish, formerly Finnish immigrants here in the Copper Country, but that's not the only place there are in the country. There's other hotbeds. Is there do you interact with the other communities at all to either on events like these or just on a regular basis? Is there some sort of network?
We do. Some people refer to it as sort of a Finnish-American camp culture. FinFest is one of the best examples, and we remember from a few years ago how many people came to that. And if you watch them closely, one of the places where they just need to be is in the Tori, the market. And why are you there? Because you run into everybody. And it's a reunion year after year. And so in a smaller way, these events too, we expect people who are active in the Finnish community from Marquette County, from Iron County, Kogibe County, certainly people like that will be here. And also from places like the Iron Range in Minnesota, northern Wisconsin, Ontario, folks are coming from there, and from the Detroit area. So yeah, we run back and forth, and these are the people we hang with. And it's nice in that way that you go and you experience something in a new community, but it's kind of with friends.
And then, I suppose on the sort of the same note, with goings-ons back in Finland, how close do people here still follow what happens back there?
You know, in some ways, I think it's even more so now than ever. The internet and emailing and all of those things has caused people to be more connected. So. There used to be sort of a joke that, you know, we expected Finland to be 100 years in the past. You know, we thought that they were still mostly milking cows and traveling by wagon. But I think that was more myth than reality. Certainly the Finnish spoken here is old-fashioned, but still I notice a lot of elders who speak that old-fashioned Finnish. They can switch it on and off if they need to. They can speak contemporary Finnish too, and they know what's going on in Finland. And yeah, so the people from Finland are part of our camp culture too. They read about us on internet or hear about us in some other way, and then when they come to this country, they have to see Niagara Falls, and they have to see, now they want to see New Orleans for some reason, and they want to see the Grand Canyon, but they also come to these Finnish areas, and they've read about us or heard about us, and they seek us out when they come here. So, yeah, it's an international camp experience, I guess.
I know I've been spoiled because what I do for a living, the people that I have interacted mostly with who have come over from Finland have been, you know, the sharpest students, the most musically talented, artistic. And then during FinFest, a lot of business people came talking just sort of cream of the crop. And I wonder what they, you know, thought of us coming over here. And, you know, just seeing sort of our Americanized version of doing things, how they thought we compared with them.
That's interesting, because I think when someone for whom it's new, the first thing they see us as being very American, and yet there's this something recognizable. They recognize all these pieces of finishedness that we've retained, and it's a little baffling for them, and sometimes it can take them by surprise, and all of a sudden they're choked up, and it surprises them completely, and it's because they have a new appreciation for being finished, because here in the States we're holding on to that heritage of ours, and it manifests in really funny ways and sometimes quite emotional ways.
Hmm. For your upcoming festival, do you have any needs for that?
We've been working fairly hard. I would say our biggest need is to have big audiences to show the presenters that we appreciate their hard work and enjoy their craft. So that's mostly where I see the need, is just to show up and enjoy.
Right. And most of these items here, I know that covers the Calumet Theater. You mentioned about a ticket there. Is there a cost with some of these others?
Most of them are pretty well free. The concert cost and the workshop cost, if you don't have a concert ticket. The community classes that I talked about, Finish 1 and 2 and the knitting, those of course are cost. And then the tour we have to charge, and that's a $50 fee. That includes your lunch, a coffee break, your bus ride, your boat ride, your transportation in Jacobsville, and plus it's a guided tour, so I think it's a great deal. And then the genealogy day also, there's a registration fee for that, which is $50. And there again, it includes your lunch and coffee breaks and 7 sessions of excellent presenters.
Okay, and you do all of that registration and tickets besides the one at the Calumet Theater through the Finnish American Heritage Center?
Yeah, you can call the Heritage Center for everything except for the theater event. And our number there is 487-7549. And we'll be happy to set you up.
Well, definitely, good luck on this festival. I hope that, big crowds come out, take advantage of these events. This sounds definitely, we have the opening for this. I mean, we have things that are going on in this time, but nothing that takes up, it's sort of like a week-long festival. And this is, right on the heels of the Parade of Nations and Multicultural Festival, and then going into the Festival Ruska with all of these terrific events presented by Finlandia University. Again, this starts on Monday, September 21st. It runs through the week. Final event being on Saturday, September 26th, Finnish Genealogy Day. Once again, where do you get the schedule, Jim?
You can look in our local communities, community businesses for the poster, or come to the Heritage Center. We'll hand out flyers there. Or check our Facebook page, type in Festival Ruska, or on Finlandia University's webpage, also under Festival Ruska, and you'll find the schedule of events.
Yeah, we'll make sure we post a link up to that schedule on kimonoreports.com's community calendar as well. Jim, thank you so much for being my guest.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Copper Country Today, we'll be right back.